Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. You know, that's my favorite saying, by the way. Do something. Anything. Do something. Right? Because the reality is, if you're not fighting back, if you're not pushing back, if you're not willing to put it out there, then how are you going to win? We have never won a war sitting on a couch going, I hope we win. I hope people see what the truth is. Doesn't work that way. You know, seriously. You watch what's happening over in China, overseas, with Iran. Right, the Russians. It's just, you know, think about the irony behind this. They were screaming for eons that Trump, remember Trump, remember that guy? Yeah. He was going to get us in World War III. He was going to get us in World War III. Joe Biden has been working overtime to get us into World War III. That's the only way his buddies, his people, whoever, can make any money. Come on, you know I'm telling the truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But in all sincerity, the retired Major General Paul Valley joins me right after the break. I always love having him on, because like I said, we get the truth from him. No garbage, no crazy stuff. I'm tired of hearing about it. You know what I mean? Mainstream media, you really think? Even some of the right-leaning outlets. Do you really believe for a second that they're telling you the truth, the whole truth? It's just amazing. And you're falling for it. I'm falling. Everybody's falling for it. Just be honest. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's where we want you. We want you part of the solution. There's so much to go through. You know, they're all excited. about the Republicans. I'm like beside myself on this one. You have to sit there and just scratch your head. How do they expel somebody from Congress and not see what could possibly happen down the road? Right? George Santos was expelled, has not been through any kind of court hearing, court case, court anything. How does that happen? How does that work? Aren't we innocent until proven guilty? No. That went away almost 3 years ago. A little over 3 years ago, hadn't it? from the time that Joe Biden has taken office, he seems to be working overtime to remove and or constrain our rights. And it's all seriousness. You look at the things he's put into place and the executive orders he's issued. Look, I'm not been a guy. I have not. If you go back and listen, when Obama was president, I was one of those guys screaming, stop with the executive orders. So, you know, you're watching this happen. And then Trump gets in, he starts signing executive orders. The left goes out of their minds. You go, whoa, you did it. You did it, we're doing it, and everybody's upset about it. All this stuff that's happening is coming back to haunt us. Go back to the basics. Go back to the original mindset of the, you know, of our founding fathers. Seriously. But George Santos, whether you believe he's guilty or not, maybe you know because you know somebody close to him or whatever, has he had due process? Now, some will say, you know, Congress isn't held by due process. They're not held to that standard. You gotta love it. No, but it should be. These guys should be allowed to go through the system, have the system decide, you know, whether or not they're guilty, and then let Congress jump in then. Right? Now, he's out there, somebody's complaining that he's allowed to make money online. So what? Right? Whatever he's doing, I mean, we see this kind of stuff happening all the time. But, you know, again, you see this stuff happening. Even, I love this, right? Even, what's his name? God. Freshman lawmaker from Philadelphia. Right, we call him, some people have called him Frankenstein, not quite right. You know, he's been screaming and calling for Menendez to be held up on charges. Right, John Fetterman. Yeah, there you go. Okay. He's looking at this and saying, gee, where is fair or what? I think Fetterman's, I think he should go be with the kids, but whatever. You look at every, you go right down the whole list of people. If you look at Menendez, they should have held his feet to the fire. He should have been gone a long time ago. But they're waiting for his due process. And the Republicans bought into the whole thing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always say it. I know you're tired of hearing it, but I'm not going to change it until you start doing something. Get involved, get engaged, and, you know, if you're already doing something, don't get all hurt over it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking to you, obviously. Go get a beer or something and come back. But, truly, if you're sitting there going, oh, you know, things, look how bad things are, and I can't this, and I can't, then do something about it. Don't sit there and complain. It's like you guys who don't vote. My vote don't count. Yeah, your vote does count. Look at what George W. Bush won by in Florida. How easily it could have been for him to lose that. And when it comes to local elections, it's even worse. Those close votes, sometimes, you know, I've seen people with a 30,000 vote count win by 17 votes. So, yes, your vote counts. You have to make it count. You have to do something more than sit there and complain about how it doesn't count. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always love it when I have this guy on. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me whenever I can get him on. I always love having him on the show. And, General, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
All right. Well, you know, in the military world, not much happening, huh? I mean, seriously.
Oh, boy. It's hard to keep up with it all.
Yeah, it seems to be that the weakness of this country shines brilliant right now, and you've got everybody over in the Middle East, I don't care who it is, Iran, you've got China, you've got all of them, not afraid of us anymore, to the point where, you know, they're stopping ships, they're coming at us with drones, and just today I heard the State Department or the Defense Department say, well, we've given the captains, all of a sudden, we've given them permission to fight back, basically. You go, my God, you mean they never had that before? This isn't good, is it, Joe?
Well, we've empowered them all. And I think back to the Trump days. They were so good, and he managed international affairs, national security affairs so well as a businessman. He went to a military prep school for a couple years, but he understood how to work with potential enemies when Xi and then Moon in South in North Korea, Putin, and so on, and we were pretty good shape under the Trump years. And then these idiots, these amateurs, take over our government, and they incapacitated to a great degree now Joe Biden. And as Obama said, "Give it to Joe; he'll F it up for sure." But guy has never accomplished anything.
Yeah, it's again. What was it? I don't remember who said it was, but Joe hasn't. They said that Joe hasn't made a positive foreign policy, or he's kept screwing up all the foreign policies. You remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to go after Osama bin Laden.
Everybody sees it, Joe. We're a disgrace to the world. Our economy. I mean, everybody now is uprising wherever they can, where before we could keep a lot of these countries at bay by supporting them and by trying to mediate any potential wars, even though we got involved in other, what I call unintentional wars, wars that we should never have gotten involved in. But that was before Trump. And so now we're looking at potential nuclear war, what could happen out of the Ukraine-Russia conflict. That's coming to an end, by the way. Zelensky's on his last days. We've said that we're not going to be able to find any more money within the next 2 months. So that's coming to an end there. But then you've got the expansion of the situation with Hamas and Israel, and not knowing what Iran's going to do next. Iran is testing everything in the Middle East right now, all the relationships, all the terror groups that they support, the Houthis, for example. They're becoming much more aggressive, as you know, in the Red Sea area, attacking ships, commercial ships, as well as military ships. And you still have Hezbollah, which really hasn't acted in a very aggressive manner yet, but you know they're waiting up there with all those rockets and missiles. So, it's a terrible situation right now.
Well, you know, again, you look at what's happening. Go back to the Middle East for a minute. I heard about the ships being attacked by drones today. I mean, there should be a swift and harsh and massive response from us, should there not?
Oh, absolutely. Where are our generals and admirals standing up and telling the commander-in-chief, commander-in-chief, we've got to move on this. We cannot sit back anymore. Of course, they would have to get it to Obama. He's running Biden. Biden's just a puppet and mentally incompetent. Obama caused a lot of the situations when he was in president. He's responsible for this whole dismantling of our country, racism, everything we can think of. And he had this country for 8 years and completely destroyed it. And Biden's just cleaning up all of his crap now and making it, I shouldn't say cleaning it up, he's making it worse.
He's putting the icing on the cake is what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But, and then go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say you've got these fires going on all over. The Chinese are putting together these alliances around the world, what I call the Eastern Alliance now, and you have BRICS, which will reach 40 nations and control two-thirds of the world's energy. And then I got a report yesterday, our oil reserves, strategic oil reserves, are the lowest they've ever been, and they're going down. We can't meet a natural crisis now if we had to depend on our strategic oil reserves. That's how much Biden and company have depleted it.
Wow. And without anybody really going to replenishing things, I mean, it's just craziness. Hey, come back to Hamas for a minute, Hamas and Israel. You know, I'm listening to, and I'm not a military expert, you are, but I'm sitting here listening to these guys talk, and I'm going to apply a little common sense here. And they keep talking about these ceasefires, and every time they talk about a ceasefire, they're going to do these, exchanges. Hamas fires another rocket. Hamas has another incursion. What is going on with Israel where they just go, you know what, U.S., pump off. The rest of you, pump. We're going to wipe out Hamas. We'll be back to see you in a couple of days.
Well, again, that's what they're doing. They're mopping up central Gaza right now. They basically neutralized all of northern Gaza, Gaza City. They're moving thousands every day, Palestinians south towards Rafah. So all of the congregation of the population now is going to be concentrated in southern Gaza. And they're basically destroying the entire infrastructure of central Gaza and northern Gaza. So they're doing it, but these hostages, they're still there. Who knows how many are still alive? It's been horrible what Hamas has done to those captured, gang raping these young girls that were captured.
Well, hang tight. We got to go for commercial. We both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You don't want to miss any of this.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is urging Israel to do more to avert civilian casualties as the country ramps up its military campaign in southern Gaza.
We do not want to see a military campaign in the south that looks like the north. We do not want to see the same level of mass displacement.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is monitoring the military operation very closely. Fighting resumed this week in the Gaza Strip following the end of a week-long pause in fighting. Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, resulting in the deaths of 11 climbers with a dozen more missing. The eruption has blanketed nearby cars, roads, and villages in ash, prompting evacuations. Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think, you know, this is just amazing to me, and I'll bring him on in a second here. But you know what's going on with Hamas. You know what's going on in Israel. You know that these women are being held. They're being, as the general said earlier, they're being gang raped. They're being tortured. They're not being fed properly, as we're finding out with the ones that are being released to us here. And yet we continue to want to work with these animals, which I don't know why. But my biggest problem with this, too, to a degree, is where are the feminists? Where are the Me Too people? Right, they're screaming and yelling about the rights of the Palestinians. What about the other humans? The girls, the young girls that are there, the babies that were killed. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. And General, the only reason I don't have a whole bunch of sympathy for some of these people, unless you're going to tell me it was totally rigged, they voted the Hamas in to oversee them or to govern them, did they not?
Well, it's so confusing over there. I think they were forced on the people as an organization.
Okay, that's fair.
They separated from the Palestinian Liberation Organization that Arafat placed and headed up in the West Bank area. You notice they've been relatively quiet, though there's been some action there. But Hamas is a direct support organization of the Ayatollahs. They directly control Hamas. The PLO doesn't. They are separate. As Hezbollah is controlled in southern Lebanon, the Houthis in southern Yemen. So we're going to announce tomorrow a new organization called Cyrus Force, Iran, which are global Iranians and Americans that are gathering together now to press for things, to have a really strategic plan to take down the Ayatollahs. That's what has to be done to stop what's happening in Iran and disturbing and upsetting the entire Middle East. The Ayatollahs have to support Cyrus Force. We're trying to get hearings now in front of Congress with these Iranian Americans who are very dedicated to bringing down the Ayatollahs. And they have a lot of support, by the way, from within Iran.
Well, I mean, I hope so. I hope we see some real uprisings. You know, you watch, look at what's going on all across the planet with these pro-Palestinian marches and rallies and and the violence and things. To me, here in this country, it doesn't look any different than it did when, you know, when they were rioting in the when BLM was rioting in the streets. And I keep saying this, but people think I'm just doing the right wing thing, which is look at who's coming over the border. Look at the hours and hours of videos.
Oh,
these are not
horrible
families coming over these borders, are they?
Did you see the boat that that beached itself today off Malibu?
No, I did not. I didn't
catch that. Yes, 15 to 20 illegals came in by boat into the beaches on Malibu and disappeared into the population in Malibu today.
Wow.
No resistance at all. It came across the beach. I saw the video of it. And Tucson is getting hit so hard, as well as San Diego now.
Oh, San Diego has always been public.
Thousands.
Yep.
Yeah, it's even worse now than the last week.
Wow. Well, you know, Governor Newsom stood there, what, for years, saying, come on down, we love you, come on in, we'll find something for you. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love that these guys are screaming. You know, you've got the people there in Chicago, New York, D.C., you know, all talking about how they can't handle the migrant influx. They didn't care much about Texas or Arizona or any of those places for the longest time, did they?
No, and their sanctuary cities weren't very well organized to be able to handle the influx, you know. And then today I got a report that the VA hospital facilities are opened up now to the illegals that are sick or injured in place of our emphasis on our veterans. The VA. I mean, my goodness, it has gotten so bad, Joe. So out of control.
Well, you've got no legal system that you can take them to slow them down or stop them.
No, exactly right. And Senator Tuberville from Alabama, he's been holding up the general officer and admiral promotions in the Pentagon until they get rid of the CRT, diversity training, LGBTQ, paying for abortions for our military personnel.
Yeah.
And then the academies now are looking at West Point. They have one cadet that wants to transition. Who's a cadet woman that wants to be a man? At West Point. Just got that yesterday.
Wow. It's not going to stop because this is what these people are into, and they're willing to do it. They don't care what it's going to do to our military, how it's going to just decimate the military as a whole. I was, you know, here, I'm going to get a whole bunch of women hate mail, but, you know, I saw the, I don't know if you saw the, some of the video from Chicago where they had two women officers in patrol cars, a couple of them, and they couldn't handle themselves against a couple of men. And, you know, you're sitting there saying, this is proof positive. I'm not saying that women shouldn't be police officers. Don't get me wrong. But I'm sitting there saying, this is proof positive. Look at the body strength. Look at the upper body strength of a male. Look at the lower body strength of a female. You know, let's have some use common sense here.
Yeah, that police captain who runs that precinct, they ought to fire him. You never go into a high-risk area at all, two women, when you don't have a man with you. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't, you know what, and again, it's a matter of how they're treated, what these men can do to them. It's just so wrong. Look at what's happening there, with Hamas and Gaza, with these young girls that have been taken. It's
right.
Just amazing to me. And, all right, Chinese economy. Where is it really at? You know, I'm hearing from people in and around that there's a problem with it, that they're really, I won't say it's tanking at a ridiculous rate, but it's not strong.
Well, the reports that I've gotten, and this has been even over the past year, they built all these what they call ghost cities. They poured billions of dollars, and nobody's living in them. And then what they did, they got a lot of the Chinese who could afford investments. They would buy into these investments, into condos, apartments, and these buildings. And they're basically all bankrupt. And now it's bankrupting the entire Chinese economy.
Wow.
They're continuing to sell goods all over the world, but this crisis, I can't remember the company's name, Evergrowth or Ever something, in China, but they're in bad shape over there because of the depletion of billions of dollars that have been wasted into these real estate entities, organizations, as well as developments.
Wow.
And they're trying to continue to build up their missile sites, over 120 in northern China, up into Manchuria. They'll have over 120 brand new missile launch sites up there. So they're pouring a lot of money still into their military, and they're stealing as much as they can for space capability. They're working right with North Korea, and also they're providing steel help to Iran. Iran, their biggest influx of income is coming from the oil given and sold to the Chinese. Why we don't block the Sea of Hormuz and stop all of those tankers going out, I don't know. But our strategy people at the national security level are so ineffective. The generals and admirals aren't standing up. They're not doing anything about the cartels, which are militarized force.
Oh, I've seen them. I've seen
that's a military operation.
I thought it was the Mexican military. You know, and then you see what it is and what they're doing. You go, oh my God, these are drug dealers for all intents and purposes.
But they're very well organized, of course, very well funded, and the tentacles that reach into every city in America with fentanyl, and of course they're getting all that money to support the cross border of illegals coming into America each and every day. I sent the plan to General Milley that the military must conduct operations against the cartels and the skull operations.
I'm sure he was very thankful and appreciative. Yeah,
he came back and said it's a police operation. Now, what police are going to take on the cartels? Certainly, the Mexican police aren't. Our police aren't going to do it. That's how dumb this guy was.
Wow. And the minute they start shooting over, the minute they come over our borders with that equipment, and we've seen incursions, that should become a military. At that point in time, it should be a definite military process, right?
Yeah, I got an email from a gentleman out of Tucson who was briefing me on what's happening in that area. And he said, well, we got to have sensors. We got to do this. I said, no, you don't. You need an armored division.
All right, hold on. We got to go for a break. I want you to finish that story. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. He's right. We need to fight fire with fire, so to speak. Be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I like the snap out of it part. We need to snap out of it. We need to realize that you're not going to be... You know, I get so irritated with some people, and I was going to say I get it, but I really don't get it. Sorry. I know the sacrifices that myself and Tammy have made for what we believe in, and I know the sacrifices of retired Major General Paul Vallely, who is my guest right now, has made for this country. And when you go back and you think about what our founding fathers, and not just our founding fathers, because some of you go, oh, yeah, you keep going back to that. Well, I keep going back to that because they were willing to give up for this country. They were willing to give up their families, their fortunes, their homes, their businesses, the whole nine yards, because they realized how important freedom was. And basically, the mistake that they made was they handed it to us. All right? We didn't really have to fight for it. We had it. We knew about the Constitution. For a while, people were holding strong to that. And now it's not like that anymore. Now, as you don't really realize what it is, you have people walking around. You know, General, I was at an event this weekend with a bunch of conservative Republicans, and after about the 17th person started talking about democracy and stuff, I said, will you stop? This is not a democracy. This is a republic. This is a representative form of government. And you guys, You're falling. You think it's no big deal, but you fall into that democracy line, and all of a sudden you've belittled. You've taken the value away from what we truly have. dries that Italian blood in me, General. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that's good, Joe. I like it.
You know, I tell you what I learned this weekend. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to beat on anybody, but I guess Italians signed up in World War II at pretty much higher numbers than any other group.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I thought that was great. They wanted to go fight for the freedoms that they were enjoying here. I mean, I don't know. I don't know Americans that are willing to go fight for the freedoms that we enjoy here.
We have a Canada that will.
Oh, God.
Notice the Democrats, presidents never come to Montana. Biden, Obama was once, they put him up at the airport hangar. They wouldn't let him outside of the hangar in Bozeman. We got plenty in Ohio, plenty in Wyoming.
Oh,
South Dakota, North Dakota. We'll be the saviors of the nation because we fight and we have lots of arms and ammunition.
I'm not going easy.
And we're organized.
I'm with you. I'm not going easy either.
Yep.
And you know, the funny thing about it, the latest stats out of California for gun ownership and that kind of thing, you've got 57 or 58% of Democrats bought their first gun this year. Okay, in the last year.
Oh, yeah.
And more and more of them, I think the number was closer to 70% of registered Democrats here in California said that they feel like they had to buy a gun to stay safe because the government and the police can't keep them safe anymore.
That's true.
Too bad we can't get them to translate the votes. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless. All right, back to Russia and Ukraine, for instance. You were saying you've seen this ending soon. Is it ending because they don't have the money to keep going? Is it ending because they don't have the supplies they need? And then what happens when it does end?
Well, there's a number of things right now. It's been going on for over a year. Russia has totally consolidated eastern Ukraine, and they will continue that. Putin doesn't want any more. They'll influence the new leaders in Kiev for sure. They're running out of ammunition again, running out of people. There have been so many killed, and they're even on the streets picking young adults off the streets and drafting them into the armed forces. And so Zelensky has robbed the treasury so badly, along with a number of his oligarchs, that they have robbed a lot of the billions of dollars and corrupted. And we wrote an article on that, by the way. We list where all that money went, they're on their last legs right now. So don't believe the Western press that might say Ukraine's winning and we have to last it out. Announcement was made just yesterday that the United States will not be able to fund much more.
Well, you see what's going on in Congress, though. You know, they're still trying to find a way to support it or fund Ukraine. I don't know. Maybe everybody's done is getting a few bucks here and there. I don't know. But, I love the fact that they want to, we should split out funding for Israel and for Ukrainians and not keep it in the same bill, right?
Well, you notice Ukraine's almost gone off the radar since Gaza.
Yep.
There hasn't been much at all on what's happening there. I get a feed from Europe every day. That provides me at least some up-to-date information. It's about to end, and Europe is completely, basically, Germany does not want to fund anymore. UK can't afford it anymore. And of course NATO is being dismantled as we see it. They're totally ineffective. And hopefully that will go by the wayside along with the European Union. So, Europe is in as bad a shape as we are in America.
You're seeing some of those countries, though, now starting to pull in or vote for, what do you want to call them, populist, nationalist? What do you want to call them, true patriots
they're populist,
for their countries?
Right. Yeah, Maroney, Gert, Wilders in the Netherlands, absolutely.
Yep, I'm loving it. About time. You start, and then you've got the World Economic Organization, right? You've been around paying attention to this longer than I have. This is nothing new for these guys. They've been pushing for this for decades, have they not?
Yes, one world government, no borders. Basically, they're based out of Geneva. along with the negligent and corrupt World Health Organization, who sponsored a lot of this COVID that destroyed much of the world and caused the death of many people. And we know it was a total fraud. They're all based out of Geneva.
But you're seeing elected officials, the prime ministers and such, speaking out in different countries, going, we're not going to do this again. We were fooled once before. We will not do this again. And you have to sit there and say to yourself, they're going to have to be do a military type of thing. I don't know how they're going to make it happen unless it's total financial this time, the World Economic Organization.
Well, yeah, and then you got the collapse of is invaluable, not valuable as the reserve currency of the world. So your digital currency. So there's a lot of things going on with this new BRICS, which is the new financial system of Brazil, Russia, China, India, Saudi Arabia. I think you saw what happened at the climate conference in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, in the last 4 days, where the Saudi director, I think he's director of energy, he says, you people who are backing this climate change and getting rid of fossil fuels, you're going to take us back to the dark ages. That's the one Kerry was at in the rest of the climate creeps.
Oh, yeah.
So it was the Saudi that stood up and said, you guys are going down the wrong road. That really sent a signal to a lot of nations.
You think it'll have, you personally believe it'll have an influence in some of these other countries?
Oh, they are already. They are already. I mean, Russia, Saudi Arabia is buying a lot of oil, natural gas. They're going to Russia, Chinese the same way, 40 nations, a lot of the African nations, absolutely. They're all teaming up with this new, what I call, Eastern Alliance, which is the base of it is BRICS, this international financial system. So they're working very hard because they see us so weak. They see Europe weak. They see weak leaders. And guess what? They're all going to take advantage of it. They're not stupid.
No, they're not stupid people. All right, let's bring it home for a second. You know, I know you're going to make me feel bad by the time I get done talking to you, but the upcoming election. I'm sitting here thinking that the Dems are petrified right now because you look at what's going on with Trump, everything they're throwing at him, nothing is sticking. You're seeing Republicans being elected to seats that were normally safe Democrat seats. I know they'd like to get you to believe something else. Louisiana now is totally elected Republican. Give me your thoughts on the election. Are we going to be able to defend it? Are we going to be able to make sure that we have a clean and real election?
Yes, Trump will get through all of these trials and juries, and he'll be back by the Supreme Court in case it goes that high. He will be the Republican nominee. He will win. They'll try to cheat. That's why voter integrity down at the county levels has to be carefully monitored. They all should be fixed, but they're not yet for the election. We've got to make sure that these computers don't take over the election and be subjugated from the hammer and scorecard, which is the system that was used to change the votes in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Just amazing. All right, you got about 25 seconds. Tell everybody about your organization, how they can support you.
Well, go to standupamericaus.org. We've been around for over 20 years now. We've got a national security staff, a national intelligence staff that does all of our work. We've done plans for the Pentagon, though they haven't listened to us. We're working up a new defense plan for President Trump. We do a lot of things and support about 20 organizations, but donate to us. We have a lot of projects for 2024. Donate. Go to standupamericaus.org. Plus, our new books are all on there.
All right, you're up against it. StandUpAmericaUS.org. You can head over there, check them out. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're stuck with me for the rest of the evening. Thank you, General. Always appreciate your
time. All right. Thank you, Joe.